From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In February 2003, a month before the war began, the White House wasn't saying publicly if and when it would invade Iraq. Privately, President Bush was saying something else. A conversation with the Spanish journalist who broke that story just ahead.
But first, troops are occupying Buddhist monasteries in Myanmar or Burma today following massive anti-government demonstrations led by Buddhist monks. That did not stop a couple of thousand people from taking to the streets again today in the capital city known as Yangon or Rangoon. Casualty numbers are hard to come by, but at least 10 people have been killed this week during the government crackdown. Joining me now is Andrew Kirkwood. He runs Save the Children in Myanmar, and we reached him in the capital city. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good evening here.
Well, what did you see today driving around town?
After the incredible tensions and emotional day yesterday, the day started quite quietly, and buses were running, schools were open, and life seemed reasonably normal, but internet and email services went down at 10:30 this morning, and it was very difficult because of that for us to follow what happened in the afternoon. I mean, we have reliable reports that there were shots fired and skirmishes in a few places around the city, but it's clear that the confrontations were much smaller today than they were yesterday.
The past week or so, it's been quite violent on the streets there, and I'm wondering personally what it's like for you. We've had some difficulty finding people to talk to because they're too frightened that there'll be some repercussions if they speak to the media.
Everybody makes their own decisions about who they need to speak to, what they can say and who they can say it to.
Is it risky for them to speak to Westerners, to journalists?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm speaking to you now because I think there are some important messages for people to hear. I think it's important for people to hear that the demonstrations started because of the fuel price rises recently, and that the fuel price rises exacerbated an already difficult situation, the humanitarian situation in the country. A third of all households in Myanmar in Burma live below the poverty line, and children face some of the worst poverty in Asia. Really, now is the time that they really need the international attention and support.
And the United States has announced sanctions. President Bush made some forceful comments this week at the United Nations. Do you think that will serve to pressure the government to ease up?
The United States has had sanctions in place for a long time, and President Bush and presidents before him have made quite strong statements about this country. I don't think it has led us anywhere constructive. From a humanitarian organization's point of view, there are great humanitarian needs in this country. Overall, the humanitarian assistance to Myanmar is less than $3 per person per year. And if it's not the lowest in the world, it is certainly amongst the lowest. And the United States is conspicuously absent in its assistance to this country. I think it's very, very important that, again, to stress that these demonstrations started because of the economic and social situation in this country. I think the regime has to understand that its underinvestment in children is one of the primary causes of the humanitarian crisis. But at the same time, the international community and the American government particularly needs to increase its assistance to this country. And regardless of the political outcome from this crisis, both the government and the international community have an obligation to address the humanitarian situation for children.
Andrew Kirkwood runs Save the Children in Myanmar. He spoke to us from the capital there. Thank you very much.
Okay, so is it Myanmar or Burma? In his address to the UN, President Bush referred to the nation as Burma. That's because the U.S. doesn't recognize the military junta that changed the name of the country in 1989. But many news organizations, including NPR, currently use Myanmar. For an explanation why, we turn to veteran NPR librarian and keeper of all esoteric knowledge, Kim Oleski.
NPR's current policy is to say, on first reference, Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. And that has been our policy since April 2004, when the Foreign Desk decided that the term Myanmar was enough in current usage that we should go with that. Prior to that, we said Burma, also known as Myanmar. But as I say, the current thinking is that Myanmar is well known to the American public now, and so it's better to use that term. I think Burma, however, will live forever because it's a nice short word for print headlines. The people will continue to be Burmese. We have not tried to form an adjective out of Myanmar.
That's NPR librarian Kima Leskey.